Wednesday, Shir Lamed Gimel.
Zog the Gemara. Lo yare ashur ki arei amavne. Mai ke oma. Mai ke oma. So Rashi explains first the pshat. The Gemara is asking, Maike Omar, the Gemara did not understand that the Mishnah is coming to say that you cannot learn out one from each other. So Mele Frank the Gemara, Maike Omar, so what? Shor above Amave Vareva, Lo Yare Ashor Ke Are Amave. It's not the same. So it's not the same. Was kommst du zu sagen? Maike Omar. Omar Avzvid, בשמי דרובה, אוכי כאומה. ליטר ברחמון חודה וטייסי אידוך מיני, and of that, הודה אומה, חודה מחודה, לא יעשי, לא יערי. You can't learn out one from each other. ולא יזה וזה שיש בהם רוח חיים, כערי האי שאין בהם רוח חיים. מהי כאומה? אם אני מגמור אין נוס פשט. בואו ספיק זה דאר. אומר אמר, בשאר שיהיה משמי דרובה, אוכי כאומה. ליטר ברחמון תארתי וטייסי אידוך מיני. The pshat, I never understood. But the Gemara is asking the same kasha, what is the pshat in the Mishnah? And she's explaining that the lo yarei means that maybe you will learn out one from each other. And then the Gemara repeats the same kasha and the sefer. So I understood. Derech hashas, derech hashas. But it's different amiroim. The names change. שתיים שכם פשט סתם בפשט כאילו מהי כאומר ראשי יסלם זה כמו לדין אחד פייס יסלם זה עוד מור כזה תנת דומי לכל השס and the Gemara is trying to speak out that you can't learn out one from each other say it the Gemara didn't have that this is the Pshat so the Gemara speaks out that this is the Pshat the Gemara speaks out that this is the Pshat but then the Gemara says again what is the Pshat in the Seifa the same Pshat the first time it's Rav Zvid משמי דרובה, אז רבי שרשי משמי דרובה, חודש בוף הרובה, אז הרובה זה סיים פשט, רובה זה דמור דשמייסר, הוא עושים הסקן עמוד בייס, רובה זה דמור דשמייסר, וזה סוגי, כמי זה שבסע אורן, אני אומר, רב נוחם סד וונס, not on every אורן you're allowed to shtel and spend time on, but every אורן you have to have. I'm saying, when you read the Gemara, like, what, the Gemara does on the Pesach Pshat, she speaks it out again. She speaks it out again. But if the Gemara changes the name of the Amiroim, so maybe it's two different questions. I was like, no, come on. Lirdu rachmon etei betei seidach minayu. Oda omar chodem mitrei lo yasir. Now, so Rashi, when Rashi explains this Gemara, Rashi says, Maik omar lo mo lelumit meklal. תהי סעידך מנהי ומצינו מישור שהוא מזיק וחייב אף המוות שהוא מזיק יהיה חייב learn out one from each other ומצינו מישור שהוא מזיק וחייב אף המוות שהוא מזיק יהיה חייב לא יעשי, כאלה מפורש ליל רב לטיימה ושמוע לטיימה נדק מור וואז, לא יודעו ומצינו שור ומוות ותהי סעיש מנהי וכי ברכי ננמה לקרת שכן כוונוסי להזיק יגלה מימר שן תרחיח מה לשם שיש לנו אלה זה יקרו יקרם יחיר this is לשמואל so here Rashi explains why you cannot learn out one from each other and you wanted to learn בצד השווה אש so לא של Rashi רב כבהגר אז מהיר a little bit interesting Rashi is going first to explain לשמואל and then to explain לרב so Rashi explains לפי שמואל אם אני עמוד א' Rashi says רב לטיימה ושמואל לטיימה last Rashi in Vov Amud Aleph first Rav and then Shmuel here in the explanation he explains first Shmuel and then Rav and he says if you're poirich ma l'shor shechen kavanosi lehazik shen yechiach ma l'shen shechen anoy lehazik o yikeren yechiach the maestan the maskonas the gemara we learn tone shor leragloi v'shen l'shinoi right this maskonas the gemara ali b'de Shmuel shen l'em שור לרגלוי ושן לשינוי ואת איזה מסקול עשה גמורי מה בזה השן? איזה מסקול עשה גמורי אז לפי שמואל שן, מה הם שורס רגל ומה ואיזה שן don shol raglay ve ma ve lishira. And here Rashi is going lefi the hava minif from the Gemara, and he says if you would say shor means keren, she kavanosi leazik, kare ashen she ain't kavanosi leazik, ve yoter mishen ma leshen she chanan leazik, yoter bekeren shen, tzad hashor veshuchayim vachanov yesh. It's interesting that Rashi chose to explain it lefi the hava minif of the Gemara, that lefi Shmuel shor is a keren, heore. It's a hava minif from the Gemara, lo nora. Mamshich. Ve l'rav dom ha-ma v'ze odom. So how you learn the Gemara? You say like this. Ma l'shor shechen kavon osi l'azik tremer b'esh. Odom yichiach. Shefu l'ein kavon osi l'azik chayim. Odom mo l'oilom b'ner ben yoshe. Ma l'odom shechen chayim v'arba dvorim? Shor yichiach. Atzad ha-shor shudar k'l'ayish b'rosan olecho ani ov yesh. Frek Rav Kivei Eger, Rashi writes something that doesn't make sense. Ve l'rav dom ha-ma v'ze odom. So l'fi rav shor means keren shen v'regel. And Mav means Odom. And the Gemara says, if you write these two, I cannot know Esh. And the Gemara starts. If you learn out from Shor, Mal Shor, Kavanosi Leazik, Odom Yechiach, Mal Odom Adorim, Shor Yechiach, Atzad Ashor Bebohem, Shadarkim Leazik, Afanu Yavi Esh, Mal Atzad Ashor Bebohem, Shechen Yesh Beruachayim, Toim Abayi Shein Beruachayim. Frank Rav Kivei Eger, what Rashi says, it's not endless. But the Rav Dom Amav is Odom, Teisi Ochi. Mal Shor Shechen Kavanosi Leazik, the fear of shor is keren shen v'regel. So it's not kavanosi lehazik. The fear of the pirchas is not shen kavanosi lehazik. Keren is not kavanosi lehazik. Shen v'regel is not kavanosi lehazik. What? Kiveger offers that. Kiveger offers say koifer. He comes with that offer. If it's a good offer, Rav Kivei comes with an offer. But we have to have a pirche. We have to have a pirche. And Rashi says a pirche is nicht emes. As I frag Rav Kivei, the pirche of Rashi that Rashi mentions, mal shor shechen kavanosi lehazik, zog Rav Kivei, it's not emes. It's not the emes of pirche. Kavanosi lehazik is not the emes of pirche. Zog dem Gewehiger, Ulai kavonas Rashi, the kavonosi lehazik doesn't mean bad, means kavonosi lehazik that he's aware to what he's doing. Shor walks on the street, he's aware that he's walking. Shen, he eats, he's aware that he's eating. Keren is negeach, he's aware that he's negeach. Fire is not aware to what he's doing. Odom Yechiach. And forget, Rashi brings down the Odom from the Yoshen. The Shegig, I'm not so sure. But Yoshen for sure is not aware to what he's doing. Zog Rav Kivei Eger, Efshar that dos is Kavonas Rashi. Efshar shezui Kavonas Rashi. Look at the Kerech of Rav Kivei Eger. Zog Rav Kivei Eger, even though I'm telling you a Givaldi Kepshat, Efshar shezui Kavonas Rashi. But I have a Raya against Rashi. So Rashi made up a Tzad HaShoveh. He didn't find the Gemara, and he made up a Tzad HaShoveh. Kavanosi Leazik. Lo ima shenu regilim bekol HaShas Kavanosi Leazik. A new kind of nusach of Kavanosi Leazik. This is what Rashi makes up. So Dr. Barazai, Lefi Shmuel, Shen is, Shor is Shen, is Keren, or it's Regel, and Mave is Shen. And the Gemara says, why you can't learn out Esh from Shor v'Mave? What's Shait in Mishnah? What's Shait in Mishnah? Why you can't learn out Esh? What? Why you can't learn out Esh from Shor v'Mave? What? Why you have to say Ruachayim? If you actually say Kavanos Elazik, these two are weird, and Esh is not a weird. Rashi is making up something that the Gemara did not decide to make it up. Don't tell me if I'm stuck with Shmuel. It doesn't go like that. So Rav Kivei Eger, we don't have a pshat to make a Tzad HaShoveh, why you cannot learn out Esh from Shor v'Mave lefi Rav? Because Shor includes everything, so I don't have a Tzad HaShoveh. Maybe you could have said Koifer, but Rashi didn't say Koifer. So Rav Kivei Eger, maybe the pshat in Rashi is Tzanur Anu Mahalach. So it's Givaldik, Chutz, and Shmuel is Muchach, that doesn't mean Shemes. Because the Mishnah said that Tzara Shobe Sheyesh Beruach Chaim. Why did Mishnah have to say Tzara Shobe Sheyesh Beruach Chaim? She could have said Tzara Shobe Shekavanasi Leazik. Adam Yoshin is called Kavanasi Leazik. It's not Adam Yoshin. If he's a Shmuel, it's not Adam. Shmuel. We speak in Rav, we ask a kasha from Shmuel. We ask a kasha from Shmuel. We merchiach in Shmuel. We merchiach from Shmuel. Nisht azeh. This is Rav Kiveyeg's kasha. He says himself, Lula he would say koifer. Lula he would say koifer. It's not so posh to say koifer. What do we say? Shor is chayv is a koifer, masheiken be'esh. Shal, if you would learn esh, from Shor, could be Esh, would be Chayiv Koifer. It's Kimad Rav Mene, it's Toli Hayu Lemshad. It's Toli Hayu Lemshad. Why Odom is Potom in a Koifer? Again, you want to learn out from Shor, maybe it's a Mala Shor Shem Chayiv is a Koifer. Tell him about Esh, Shein Chayiv is a Koifer. Odom Yechir, Shein Chayiv is a Koifer. It's on a Shor, Esh, Chayiv. If any of Yesh, Mala Hala Shem Ruach Chayiv. This is Rabbi Kiveyeg's offer that Rashi could have said a better Pshat. And then he would not be. But again, that better pshat would be shver also on Rav and Shmuel. If Shor Keren B'Shen is, say again, the same pichim, Mala Halo Shor Chayiv is a koifer. Tema Be'esh Ein Chayiv is a koifer. So Rav Kiveyeg's pshat will not be better than Rav Kiveyeg's. He's not saying the pshat. So basically, Rav Kiveyeg is more. What Rashi says is nish good. Because the Chul is shver, it's Kavanosi Le'azik. It's not Kavanosi Le'azik because the Fir Rav, it includes Shen V'Regel. And Zogdom Kveger, Lechur Rashi means to make a new kind of the Tzad HaShoveh, but that it's at least Muchach in Shmuel, that this Tzad HaShoveh is Nishken Tzad HaShoveh. Go weiter in the Gemara. Omar Rove. I'm saying, it's Geschmack, Taket, that the Mor Nishmai says Rove. Sai Rav Zvid, Sai Rav Meshalshi, and the Pshat HaGemara was Beshmei de Rove. So now Rove finishes. Omar Rove, Vekulu, Ishod Isbor Minayu, Ase Kulu Vemeatzad Lebar Mikeren. You could learn out from Bor and Chad Minayu, Kulu Lebar Mikeren. All of the obvious Mazikim, you could learn out. Bor and Shen, you could learn everything. Bor Veregel, you could learn everything. Bor Veesh, you could learn everything. Chutz from Keren that you can't learn out, you have to have Keren. So Omar Rove, Mekulu Kishod is Bor Minayu, Ase Kulu Bemeatzad Lebar Mikeren. Why? Mishum the eagle and mifrach ma lekuru shilekulu shechem moadim mitchiloso. Uleman the Omar Adre ba keren adifah shekavanosi leazik afilu keren nami asik. So we'll learn first the Seder HaGemara, the big Rashi we'll see later. Aber mikol mokem, the Gemara said that you can learn all of the obvious nezikim from Bor v'chad minayu chutz from keren. Why? Because on keren is a pirche shechem moadim mitchiloso. Bor, mishalem nezik shalem right away. Shor mishalem nezik shalem, Shem mishalem, Odom is mishalem, Eish is mishalem. Mashayim kin keren, is not moim mitchil osoy. So you cannot learn him out. Uleman da omar ader rabo keren adifah shkavanosi leazik, even keren you could learn out. And there's no Rashi. There's no Rashi. It's a stimas Rashi. It's a stimas Rashi. Yom Nochem, I think with the Chalotz, a sudden shift, I remember correct. So a second ago, Rashi had enough time to explain everything by Arichus Atzumo. On the longest Rashi. And then there's a Gemara that we don't understand Pshat, it's no Rashi. Rashi is not saying nothing. So, let me then taste this gleich. Shechein Muodim. Ein leforesh, shemishalmim nezik sholem, and the pircha is, kol ha'obis nezikim mishalmim nezik sholem. Keren beiz chatzi nezik. So you cannot learn Keren from Alan Ezekiel. The Imken Keren Nami Asik came in the Loksib Elo, the Loksib. Frek Teisus and the Ein Lefarish, if the Gemara means Kepshuta, is if the Gemara means Kepshuta, that if I would write all of them, I can learn out Keren. Why? Kol HaOvis Yimashalem Nezik Sholem. And here Yimashalem only Chatzin Nezik. If I would not have Keren, and I would learn Keren from all of the others. So Keren would also pay Nezik Shalom. If the Torah would not write Keren, I would learn it from Bor V'Shen. How much the Keren would pay? If it would be only Bor V'Shen and you learn Keren from Bor V'Shen, how much Keren would pay? What? If the Moker is Bor V'Shen, Bor pays how much? Nezik Shalom. Shen pays? Nezik Sholem. So if you learn Kerem from Bor v'Shen, how much Kerem pays? Nezik Sholem. If you learn Bor from Bor v'Esh, you pay Nezik Sholem. So what is the Pirche? I can learn out Kerem. I can learn out Kerem from Bor v'Chad Minayu. Ma le'an ha'shechen mo'odi mitchilosom. Ma she'engen here, it's not mo'od mitchilosom. Ma she'engen here, it's not mo'od mitchilosom. If I would learn it out, it would be mo'od mitchilosom. Taisa says ein leforish. Tavi says ein leforish. The Raivet says this pshat. The ein leforish from Taisa is the Raivet. Zog the Raivet. Afilu ochel lo yasim mishum deiki lemibra ma le'alach shechem mo'odim mitchilos. Kvar kosavnu. Zog der Raivet avade de gmore minz kipshutoi. And we're going to derech Aleph. Rav Nochem said that Mistamer Rashi for sure is going like the Raivet. If Rashi doesn't talk, so it means you read the gmore kipshutoi. Ma lehanoch shechen mu'odim mitchilosom. They pay nezek sholem. And Kerem does not pay nezek sholem. The ein lefarash muntay says this is the Rashi. And we have a Raivet that the Raivet says that this is the pshat in the gmore. That I can learn out Kerem from Hanach, Hanach pay Nezek Sholem, and Kerem doesn't pay Nezek Sholem. I freak thesis, but if I would not have Kerem, I would be learning it out from Hanach, Kerem would also pay Nezek Sholem. Zog the Raivet, the Gemara never meant that the Pasuk would not write down Kerem Tamu. Avada the Torah would write Kerem Tamu. Why? The Torah would not write it, how I would know it? Don't tell me it's Yilchisayim, the Gemara later, no. This is the Alabes. Yilchisayim is Kneitchi. This is the Alabes. Keren Tamos B'Shalem Chotzi Nezek. The Gemara meant only, don't write Keren Mu'edes. And I will know it from Hanach. The Gemara didn't mean, I will not write Keren Tamo. The Gemara said, don't write Keren Mu'edes. And I will know it from Hanach. So I would have Boir, Lamazorin, V'Shoir, V'Keren Tamo. And now I'm going to learn Keren Mu'edes from Bor v'Sho. I'm going to learn Keren Mu'edes from Bor v'Sho.
We find many times
we should
say Keren
Mu'edes,
but
our matter is more.
What
do you
ask? It's more.
So the Rabbi is saying, we will have Keren Tamo in the Pasuk. And we would learn from Bor v'Sho, we would learn Keren Mu'edes. And what would be my limud? Azei v'Bor v'Sho is chayev, Keren Mu'edes is also chayev. And I have a pirche. Male boir that is mishalem nezek sholem from day one. Male esh that is mishalem nezek sholem from day one. Keren is mishalem chotzi nezek. Mechetezen that he becomes mu'ed. Maybe he's not becoming mu'ed. Now, I want to explain. Achonim explain Pshat. The Torah would not write down Keren Mu'edes. She would only write Keren Tamo. So I would come to learn what? From Bor v'Shoen, Azevi Bor v'Shoen is Chayev Keren Mu'edes is Chayev Nezek Sholem. He would ask me right away, Mechateisa. Maybe it's a gluten question. If the Torah said, Shol Tam is Meshalem Chotzi Nezek. Hashem didn't say Tam. Hashem said, Shol Meshalem Chotzi Nezek. Forever he's Meshalem Chotzi Nezek. Mechateza to say that Hashem meant that that after a while he's Meshalem Nezek Sholem. Mechateza, because I have Bor v'Sho. But the Torah said if the Torah would only say that Sho is Meshalem Chotzi Nezek, and I would have Bor and Esh, I would say that Sho after three times, maybe after four times, maybe after seven times. Mechateza. Now the pshat is like Rabbi Nuperet said in Daf Dalet. We have a parsha of Mu'ed in the Torah, a Sho that kills a person. The Torah says, after three times, you pay koifa. The Torah says, after three times, he's a different show. The will of all of Eloishmerenu says, and then Yishalem koifa, began by all of Yumas. Say that you pay koifa. We know that it's a musik tam v'muid. Just we have in the Torah tam v'muid be'odom legabi koifa, and we have tam v'muid legabi show. Frek the Gemara, take out the muid of show, don't write him, and I could learn him from Tzadashove, from Bor v'Esh. From Bor v'Shem, from Bor v'Regel. This is the Raiva's Pshat in the Gemara, and this is Rashi's Pshat in the Gemara. So we learn the Gemara Kipshutoi. We learn the Gemara Kipshutoi. Omar Rove, V'kulu kishod izbor minai yu'ase kulu b'me'atzad lebar mikerem shum de'ikil emifrach ma lekulu shchemuad mitchilos on the pay nezek sholem right away. Ma she'en ken keren, you pay chatzi nezek in the beginning. And that we have a posuk, Zokhtar. And you have to have a posuk. The Raiva says, why? He says, Taka, you can't learn him out. He says, you can learn out Keren Tamo from Shen Veregel, from Bo. Keren Tamo is Taka not Mu'ed. So there's no time to learn Keren Tamo from Bo Vesh. There's no time to learn Keren Tamo from Bo Veshol, from Bo Veregel, from Bo Vesh, from Bo Veodo. The only time is to learn Keren Mu'edes. And of them, the Gemara says, it's a pirche, male hanoch, shechem mu'adim mitchilosu. Masha'en can hear, it's not mu'ad mitchilosu. What is the answer of the Gemara? Ulemanda omar, ad rabo, keren adife shekavanosu le'azi, kafilu keren nami'asi. What is the Gemara answer? Ulemanda omar, ad rabo, keren adifo, you could learn even keren. So he says like this. The man, the Omar, is the Gemara in Daftar Adam Udalev, or the Goyen is Mitzayin, really. I'm not going now to the Cheshbon HaGemara. And the Raivet says, as I said, when you have a Pirche, the Moshe, you want to learn out from Shor. Ma l'Shor shechen kavanosi lehazi. You want to learn out from Shen? Shen yeshano ele ezeko. But when I want to learn, the Moshe, Shen from Keren, I say, I can't learn out Shen from Keren, because Keren kavanosi lehazi. I don't say Aderabo Shen Anoel Ezeiko. You write that you have one chumre, I have a second chumre. So how here the Gemara says Velemando Omar Aderabo Keren Kavanosi Lehazi. Zog the Raivet Shechen Mu'odim Mitchilosom. It's not a really lomdus. What are you telling me? I have Bo Ve'esh and I want to learn Shol. I have Shol Tam. I want to learn Shol Mu'od. I'm saying, no, listen, these pay right away Nezek Sholem. He in the beginning pays Chatzi. So what? But now he's a Mu'ed. Why he can't pay Nezek Sholem? It's a weakness. It's a weakness. I'm all you were a kid. So what? Now I'm a big. Now I'm big. But what is the weakness? Tell me, what is the weakness here? What is the weakness? Where is the weakness? It's not in all of us. It's a pirche. So the Raivet, it's a pirche, but it's not a weakness. But made us look the Gemara Adarab, but the second man, the Omar holds, Valet's Kavanosu in Lehazik, so it has a Chumre. So Valet has a Chumre of Kavanosu in Lehazik, so the Mele, we could learn out Keren from Bor Be'esh, because Valet's Kavanosu in Lehazik, it has a Choymer, and Valet has a Choymer, he's Odif, and the pirche, that male hanach shchemodim letchilosom, because it was not a pirche belomdes. It was only a pirche that you just cannot learn out one from each other. But it's not a real pirche. So while it's not a real pirche, while it's not a real pirche, b'meile, the Gemara could say, Aderabo, keren adife shekavanosi lehazik. The Gemara could say, Aderabo, keren adife shekavanosi lehazik. This is the Raivet's pshat. So l'fin Raivet, you read the Gemara like this. Omar Rav, v'kulu kishod izbor minayu, ase kulu b'me'atzad, lebar miker. Mishum de'iki le'mivrach, ma lekulu shechem mu'adim etchilos. You can learn out Keren from Bor Ve'esh, Keren Mu'edes, not Keren Tamo. Why you can learn out Bo Ve'esh Keren, because they pay Nezek Sholem, and here in the beginning, Tam is Meshalem Chotzi Nezek. Ulemanda Omar Aderab, Keren Adif, Shkavanosi Lehazik, Afilu Keren Nami Yasek. You write that it's a Pirche, but it's not a Svore. And the Ozumanda Omar holds, Kavanosi Lehazik is a Shtarkere Svore to Mechayev Keren. And the Raivet says it's the Sugi and Avdale. Come, we'll finish the Gemara only Lefi the Raivet. Elo lemai hilchese kasvinu rachmone lehilchoseyem. קרן לחלק בינתם למועדס. What is the answer of the Gemara? What is the answer of the Gemara? What is the answer of the Gemara? What is the answer? What is the answer of the Gemara? The Gemara asked the Kasha, I could learn out Keren from Bor Vesh. Why? Bor Chayev, Esh is Chayev, Tam I know. Mu'ed is also Chayev, Kavanos Ilayazi. So Lema Yichasine Kasvinu Rachmone, Leilchisayim. Keren lechalek ben tamu lemuedes. Frank Lefid Arayved, what do you mean? I knew Tam already. It says Tam in the Torah. The kasha was, write also Mu'ed. What was the kasha of the Gemara? Tam will be written. Mu'ed I will learn from Tzad HaShavi. So what is the answer? Look, what is the answer? What? What is the answer of the Gemara? Lefid Arayved, we knew Tam. Tam was written in the Torah. The kasha was learn out shol mu'ed from bor ve'esh. And for the Gemara, I cannot learn them out. Why? Ein echanami, I could learn it out. Because I say, shechim kavnosi la'azi, l'mayik esvinu rachmona li'il chisayin. To tell me what? That tam is chotzi nezik, v'mu'ed is nezik sholem. Lefi the Raivet, if we don't learn like the Raivet, like we'll learn like Taisa soon, that the Gemara meant that I would learn every shol out. And I would not know Tam. And for the Gemara, I need the Ilchisayim to tell me that Tam pays Chotzi Nezek. But if we're going now, like the Raivet, that we knew Tam is Mishalem Chotzi Nezek. And the Gemara's Kasha was what? The Gemara's Kasha was, learn Mu'ed from Bor Ve'esh. Learn Mu'ed from Bor Ve'esh. And for the Gemara, you could. So why I need a pasuk to tell me tam chotzi nezek mu'ed nezek sholem? About tam I have? I learned out from Bor Ve'esh. This is what the Gemara's kasha was. So we had to answer that. But we answer, as Mishnah says, this is the whole Gemara. Now, how we learn the Gemara? That the Gemara was asking, tam I know chotzi nezek, and misvare I would learn mu'ed from Bor Ve'esh. Maybe you don't like the Raivet's Pshat. Oh, but this is the Raivet's Pshat. Okay. The Raivet's Pshat, everything, everything I know. Lefi the Raivet, Tam is Chotzi Nezek, the Sugi is handling Mu'ed, and the Gemara wanted to learn Shoira Mu'ed from Bor Ve'esh. This is the Pshat of the Gemara. And the Pirche was, oh, but you see that Tam is Chotzi Nezek, so it's a Pirche. It's not a Pirche. Oh, but the Noise is to learn out Mu'ed. This is more the Gladka that the Sugya is talking about Mu'ed. The Mishnah is Mu'ed. The Mishnah he says, Mishalem Imeita. So, Frank the Raivet and himself, my Pshat is good, so what is the answer of the Gemara? And for the Gemara, you're right, why I need a Pasuk, Klil Chisayim, to tell me that Tam is Mishalem Chotzi Nezek. I know that Tam is Mishalem Chotzi Nezek. It's Kimata often the Gemara not to learn like this. Zog the Raivet, the Gemara means is a klal in the Torah. Kol parsha se nischadsho lo nischadsho elo ledovo she nischadesh bo. Kol parsha se nischadsho lo nischadsho elo ledovo she nischadesh bo. The Gemara says, you're right. Oh, but for time you already had to write it. So the Torah is allowed to say over the whole story. It's a klal in the Torah. A lot of times we find two parshas in the Torah. They're similar. And there's one chiddush. Frank the Gemara. Lo nischad she'ele b'shul davar she'nischad yesh bo. The Torah repeats sometimes the whole story over for one knach. So the Gemara says, why the Torah writes down shol? It's a chiddush of tam. You write the mu'ed I could learn out. But while the Torah wanted to say already the chiddush of tam. So the man of the Torah already written down the whole parsha. As I said, we'll finish the Gemara. Shen v'regel lefotrum b'shusor Rabbi. Bor lefotrum b'yisakeli. Rabbi l'mechayv eskeli, lefotrum b'yisor Odom. Odom lechayv idal edvori. Esh lifto b'yisatomu. L'rabbi l'mechayv eskitomu b'esh l'asui. Yimai l'asui l'ichecho niro v'sichecho avon. So this is maskolas ha-Gemara. I have to see it later. But I want this to be madgish one thing. the pshat that has to go in. So what is the answer of the Gemara? Be'etzem, I could learn all of Ovis Nezikim from Bo V'Shol, from Bo V'Keren. I could learn everything. So why the Torah writes it down? For the details. Some details liftoir, and some details lechayev. Lemoshul, liftoir b'shul soradim, liftoir al hakelim, lechayev dal dvorim. So be'etzem I could learn out, lemoshul regel from bor v'shem. Why the Torah writes down regel? Why the Torah writes down regel? Liftoir b'shul soradim. Why the Torah writes down esh? Liftoir b'tomu. Why the Torah writes down bor? Liftoir b'shul hakelim. So I want to ask you a shaila. Maybe it's not a shaila, it's an aura. You have to let this aura to sink in until eventually we'll have to answer it. So lemaisel, someone will ask you today, why shen v'reg? Why shen is chayev? Because the Torah said that it's chayev, or I could learn it out from bo v'regel. Learn out from bo v'regel. Why keren is chayev? I could learn it out from bo v'shen. Why esh is chayev? I could learn it from bo v'shen. So why the Torah writes all of these halachas? Liftoir b'sakelim. So lemaisel pshat is azeh. When a shoyr is mazik, be'etzem he has to be chayev b'shul sorabim. Azeh vi bor v'esh. Gzeir es hakosu v'tzaz da lispotu. A bor be'etzem has to be chayev al hakelim. Because I learned tzadashove from shen v'regel. So it's like gzeir es hakosu. So all of the Torah is gzeir es hakosu. I'll explain myself. When I learned Chumash, I don't chayder. I don't Hashem said Shen is chayev, Regel is chayev, Bor is chayev, Esh is chayev, and everyone has a parsha. The maskala is the Gemara. It's mashma. Be'etzem everything is chayev without the Torah. Two mazikim, and I know everything is chayev. And all of the parshas of the Torah is Shen potu b'shusor rabim. Because when you learn Elo Mishpotim, it's a list what you potu, not what you chayev. Shpotu b'shusor rabim. When it says Bir b'steyach shalim yishalem, I don't need shalem yishalem. Hashem means Abba Bushusarabim Yipotu. Hashem says Balabor Yishalem. Hashem doesn't mean Yishalem. He means this don't pan Kalim. This is the way the Torah is. It doesn't make sense. Don't answer me. It's not a kashi. It's not a kashi. Listen good, Azir. It's not a kashi. I want to have this argoshe. Eventually, from this, the Briskerov came in the Hemshech and was Mishane Bobikame. But what is interesting is that maskolas like Gemara is be'etzem, and Rashi will say from Bor v'Shen, from Shen, from every two I could learn everything. The Gemara, yeah, I could. So why I have the whole parsha Eilah Mishpotim for the details? Lifter b'shusor rabim, lifter esakelim, lifter betomun. So I learn a whole parsha on the Torah, and the Torah says Chayim, bala be'iro yeshalem. Hashem meant yipotu antom, because I know that it's Hashem told me. Bala bor yeshalem. No, I know to pay. Hashem means only bekelim yipotu. Shlech is a beer of a beer of Zdeach, Shalem Yishalem. No, I know Shalem Yishalem. Hashem means, but if it's not Zdeach, you're potu. So the Gantz of Bobikama is Pturim. It's not a mashma. It's not a kash. But as they come to Yisim Nesugye. Come to Yisim Nesugye Be'etzem. Now when someone does something, Be'etzem is Chayef. But as they say, it's a kosu, then it's potu. So the mashma, when something falls, I'll take one mashma. Something falls into a ball. Be'etzem is chayev, why? Because shen v'regel is chayev. The bor is also shen v'regel. But it's also chayev. Kulim tzal ha'shoven. So be'etzem I want to be chayev, and shen v'regel is chayev bekelim. But it's like zeres ha'kosuv that you potu bekelim, right? I'll take another one. To be mamchish it a little bit. Lemoshel, you bake a fire. Be'etzem, what is a fire? Something that you did and went to be mazik. Misvora, I could be mechayev. Why? Hashem said that I'm chayev and bor. Even if I don't move. Hashem said when my cow goes, fire for sure I'm chayev. So why I'm chayev on fire? Because Hashem said in the Torah that I'm chayev on fire? Or because I could figure it out myself? Why I'm chayev on fire? Because I could figure it out, yes, because I could figure it out myself that I'm chayev on fire, or because Hashem said that I'm chayev on fire. Why not? I don't need to come to Hashem. I'm chayev mitzad hashove from bo v'shom. Hashem said so. What?
Hashem said so.
Hashem said also so. I'm chayev without Hashem. I don't need Hashem to tell me chayev. He told me that I'm chayev when I make a pit and you fall in. So even without moving, if people come to me, I'm chayev. When I send a cow, Hashem said Anam Chayim. A fire is something in between. It doesn't have Ruach Chayim, but it moves. So Miman of Shachem Chayim. So I'm Chayim on Esh now because Hashem said a parsha of Esh, or even without the parsha of Esh. Even without the parsha of Esh. So why Hashem said the parsha of Esh? Why Hashem said the parsha of Esh? What did Moses say? So why Hashem said the parsha of Esh? What? Why Hashem said the parsha of Esh? What? To Pater and Tomu. That's not the sugya. The Gemara said Mishnah say. I could learn it mitzad Hashem. Agmara says I could learn everything from Tzad HaShoven. The Gemara doesn't answer like you. She answers me in Chesayim. The Gemara answers Chutz me in Chesayim, I don't need a parsha of Esh. So if someone asks me, why am Chayav an Esh? Why am Chayav an Esh? The answer is, why am Chayav an Esh? It's because Be'etzem Zazevi Shovebo. The only reason the Torah writes the Parsha of Esh, why the Torah writes the Parsha of Esh? To tell me that I'm Potur and Tomu. To say that I'm Potur and Tomu. But now that I need the Parsha of Esh to be Mechayev me. Maskin? So the Valam, I'm only Madgish Vashteter in the Gemara. So I'll give you an example where it could be a nafkamina. I'm not saying, what would be if it's a new kind of fire? A new kind of fire. It's a cold fire. And it burns. The zel bezach. This fire, Elio, this fire will be potur and kelim and tomu nonat. A regular fire is potur and tomu. If a new fire is red, it's a new fire, a new zach they made today, a green fire. Could be the green fire will not be potur and tomu. Now I'll explain to you why. If the mocker from fire is Eish, so Eish, Hashem said potur and tomu. Eish is potur and tomu. But if I could be mechayev Eish without fire, I can be mechayev Eish, Tzad HaShove, if boil and shol. Why Hashem said Esh? Gzeras HaKosu that you potur and tomu. Maybe the Gzeras HaKosu is only in the red fire, and the green fire is no Gzeras HaKosu. I'm saying, L'chur is nischadish in our sugya, that be'etzem, the obvious mazikim, you could be mechayev from Tzad HaShove. The reason you have the parsha is Nil Chesed, we'll have to see. Let me get back to the Tesis. We're going back to Tchilas HaGemor. The Gemara said that you cannot learn out Keren from Bor V'Shol, Bor V'Shen. Why? Shechein Muodim Mitchiloso. Bor is Muod Mitchiloso, and Shen is Muod Mitchiloso. Keren is not Muod Mitchiloso. So Tesis asks, what is the Pshat? That he don't pay Nezek Shalom? It doesn't make sense? Zog Tesis, Elo Meforesh Rabinu Ta'am, מועדים מתחילוסו היינו שדרקום להזיק מה שאין כן בקרם זה סתם שבורים בחזקה שימור קיימי למנדאום הפל גניס ככנוסה זוג תייסס, the pirch of the gemara is like this that I cannot learn out קרם from בור ושן בור is דרקוי להזיק שן is דרקוי להזיק קרם is בחזקה שימור קיימי למען דאום הפל גניס כקנוסה, מסבור יהיו פוטו, and you only חייב because it's a knas, so במילא קרן is not דרכי להילך ולהזיק. So you can't learn him from בור ושם. בור is דרכי להזיק, but it's open, people fall when they walk through, and show goes on his mazik. And he eats, when he's hungry he eats. But to be נויגח, is ain't דרכי להזיק. And what is the other man דאום? And he holds them shvorim labaches kashimur kaime. B'meile, they're doime to bor b'shol. So lefi rash, lefi tesis, the gemara here means like this. Lemando omar palginiske knose. Lemando omar palginiske knose. Stam shvorim beches kashimur kaime. So val stam shvorim beches kashimur kaime. B'meile, they're not doing it to bo. Open bo is not b'cheska shimu. An animal that walks in the street, steps on things and breaks them. No cheska shimu. So you can't learn out keren from bo b'sho. Zot digmor, v'le madam ha'ad ha'ba keren kavonosi le'azik. What is the pshat? The man Omar stam shvorim lav bechaz kashimu palginiske momoine he all stam shvorim lav bechaz kashimu kaime v'meile b'derek klal the shor is not shomu so v'meile he's doime to bor and shom. This is the words of Tesis. So to Nachlas David, it's very nice. The longest, it's a good pshat. But the words of the Gemara, it's not written in the words of the Gemara. Gemara says, why you can't learn out Karen from Bo Vesho? That makes sense. Karen is not Mu'ud Mitchiloso. It's ain't dark in Erech Belehazik. Uleman de Omar, Ade Rabo, Karen Odif Shekavanosi Lehazik. This is not the answer. The Gemara had to say, Ade Rabo, Karen, La Becheska Shimur Kaime, Vemele, you can learn it out from Sho Vebo. You can learn it out from Shov and Bo. And the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, what is the tzad that you could learn it out? Adarabo, keren kavanosi lehazik. The word kavanosi lehazik don't say it that stam shvorim lab becheska shimur kaime. I mean, the answer to the Gemara is that stam shvorim lab becheska shimur kaime. Stam shvorim lab becheska shimur kaime. Man omar, palganiski momoine, stam shvorim lab becheska shimur kaime. But this is not the words of the Gemara, Frank the Nachlas David, and the Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. The Gemara had to say, "V'leman da omar, pargnizke momoynes, tam shvorim labachas gashimu kaime." You could learn it out. Zok Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. No, this is Talmid Rabbeinu Tam. Nachlas David was mechaved to it himself. The Gemara means like this: "V'leman da okay, tam shvorim labachas gashimu kaime." So it's doime really to shen v'regel. Although mikol mokrim, it's not mamish the same. Because here he had to become a mu'ed. Here he didn't have to become a mu'ed. But in my sense, the same. So the Gemara says, adarabba, if it's similar, keren is a bigger mazik because kavanosi le'azik. So the Gemara adds, how I could learn it out, right, it's lav darku le'elich v'le'azik, so it's like bor, it's like shor, the be'etzim is dark le'azik, and not only that, ader rabo, kavanos le'azik, ader rabo, b'meile he's more chamo. We mentioned already that it's not muchach to learn like that. Nochem was madgish the whole time, that ken zayin, even leman da omar, palginiske momoina, or even leman da omar, palginiske knose, everyone holds tam shvorim lav becheska shimur kaime. Just the fact that the Torah said that you pay a half, the getter of the Torah is that the Torah said that be'etzim is potter and he has to pay. But not that it's a machleikis of becheska shimur kaime or lav becheska shimur kaime. Tesis learned that the machleikis palginiske knosu momoine if it's becheska shimur kaime or lav becheska shimur kaime. Could be the reason Rashi did not want to learn like Tesis in the Sugya, because could be lekule almes tam shvorim lav becheska shimur kaime. Just when Oma knosu holds, if the Torah wanted to be mechayev, she will be mechayev and ezek sholem. From the fact that she patterned, vice Tesis is a svore to pattern. And the Mele, the reason Yechayim, it's a Knosse. So Mele, this whole pshat of Tesis, the way we're learning the whole time that it's not Muchach, that it's the Machlekes, it's Becheska Shimur, and not Lekule Alme, it's Becheska Shimur, Zalab Becheska Shimur Kaime, and Avada Yechayim, Tam Shem Chabal Beodom, Avada Zalab Becheska Shimur Kaime. It's only a Svore, if you pay Chetzi, the gather of the Torah is, that it's a Svore Apriteres. I miss my remokoim in Chiddush Reb Meir Simcha from the Osameach, and Rabbi Kamer, he says, Rashi doesn't mean not the Raivet and not the Tesis. Stimas Rashi needs a better pshat. Says even the Raivet is to push it in Rashi. Says Rashi didn't say a word. Hey, Rashi didn't say a word. If Rashi didn't say a word, has to be a pshat that goes in without no words. Has to be a pshat. Says like a Meir Simcha. Has to be a pshat that you don't have to say. That has to be a pshat you don't have to say gomish. You don't have to say gomish. A pshat in Rashi that you don't have to explain. to be a pshutei shel gemara. Has to be a pshutei shel gemara. And he's mitzayim a lot of Rashi's and Shas, and he says the gemara means kepshutei, that you cannot learn out keren from bor v'shol because keren pays chotzi nezek and they pay nezek sholem. Taisa said that if I would learn out keren, he would pay nezek sholem. He says, but lemaisa, today we know that Hashem said that you pay chotzi nezek, so we know that it's not the same. And b'derech hashas, you make such pirchas. Okay, I'm not going out to his pshat, but I'm just taking from Meisim. He says, not Taisus is pshat, not the Raivet, Rashi is sosu. Let us in the next Taisus, before we start the Rashi. Lil chisei, have a motzi lemeimar, the kula itzterich lemichtav. The leksiv, elo, have a nafke michad me'anach beboyer, have a patu bo'al hakeili. וילפין מחד מהלך ואיש אבל פטר בוטום ומסניס לקטון אליי יותר וביעד. This tasteless is בעצם a tasteless that comes back a couple times in Bobi Kame. Bez Hashem and Davov will be me'ayin be'iyun in this tasteless. Tasteless says that if you learn from Tzana Shove from Bor Vashor Esh, you learn from Bor Vashor. Why? What do you say? Bor doesn't move. So for sure Esh. I שם אש כוח אחר מעורה בוי שור יחיח שור הוא החיים בור יחיח and I learned from צד השובד אני חי אבן אש ועל I learned it from בור has to be פוטור על הכלים like בור. So if I learn אש from צד השובד from בור ושור אש will be פוטור על הכלים. If I learn בור and shen from tzad hashove from bor veregel, I'll be potur al hakeilim. If I learn odom, I'll be potur al hakeilim. And if you learn from esh, so shen I'll be potur al hatomun, regel I'll be potur al hatomun. This is the taste that a couple of places in Bobi Kame says that when you learn something from tzad hashove, you get the pturim of both, or at least the pturim of the main one. So Taisa says, if the Yalfusa would be from Bor v'chad mehanoch, you would be potur al hakeilim. So the Gemara could have answered, so I need a pasuk on Shen, not to be potur al hakeilim. I need a pasuk on Esh, not to be potur al hakeilim. This is the Taisa. We saw the Taisa in Gimel Amud Beis. Taisa says that Abis Akino Masoi, if you learn from Bor, has to be potur al hakeilim. שניחו בשסורבים לרב משאירו למדנו has to be potur על הכלים. Taisus and Davov. Taisus here says that if we'll learn from Bor ושן, you'll be potur על הכלים. So if you learn Esh from Bor ושן, you potur על הכלים. So the Gemara could have answered why you need the psukim to be chayav על הכלים. This is Shitas on Taisus. This Taisus Be'ez Hashem will be master when we get to Davov. What Rashi? Rashi is masking the thesis or not? So the Veld brings a raya from the last two lines of Rashi and the Amud that is choylek and thesis. Look in Rashi, the last two lines in the Amud. Rashi says, "Lifter boyas atomun, shimhoyu bgodim tmunim begodish potur amavir." If it was closed, Tomun and the Godish, why I need a pasuk l'ilchisayim to pater on Tomun? Rashi is talking about Bgodim Tmunim. Lefit Teis says you pater on Bgodim anyways, because you're learning in Tzad Hashove from Boyer. Lefit Teis says you pater on Bgodim because you're learning it from Tzad Hashove from Boyer. If you're learning in Tzad Hashove from Boyer, you anyway pater on Akelim. Shteit klor in Rashi, that when you learn from Tzad Hashove, you're not potur al keilim. Yeah, you're not potur al keilim. When you learn Tzad Hashove from Boyer, you're not potur al keilim. If you would learn that when you learn Tzad Hashove from Boyer, you're potur al keilim, so what Rashi says, Chiddush b'ilchisayim is that Esh, that is Tomun keilim, you potur. And keilim you potur anyway, if you would learn it out from Tzad Hashove. Mashma from Rashi, Mashma from Rashi, that when it's something that is learned from Tzad Hashove, you don't have the pturim. Again, what is the machlekes? That's it. What? Again, I'm just bringing a ride. I said the longest we will sign the gimel, the vote will learn the machlekes if Tzadashove has the pturim or not. We're just mechiyah from Rashi here that when you learn from Tzadashove, you don't have the pturim. Let me send the Rashi. Kishon is bo minayu asya. So Rashi, well, maybe two, three hours on the big Rashi. Rashi wants to make the cheshbon how you learn out. Rashi has the cheshbon how you learn out from bo v'chad mehanoch. How you can learn out from bo v'chad mehanoch. And Rashi goes and he explains how we learn from bo v'chad mehanoch. So Rashi says like this: Ishod is bo binayu asya, iksiv bo v'chad mehanoch asikulu. So Rashi starts: if you would have bo v'keren, you would learn all of them. So Rashi says like this: the iksiv bo v'keren asishem. Ma bo shadag lev lazik, shen shadag lev lazik lekol sheken. Ma la bo shadag lev lazik nezik. Tema b'shen, keren yechiyach. Del Rashi is mamshich. V'chen regel, I can learn from keren v'bo. Zog Rashi, v'chen eish, I can learn from keren v'bo. So Rashi says, from keren v'bo, you could learn everything. You could learn from keren v'bo, shen. You could learn from keren v'bo, regel. You could learn from keren v'bo, eish. Rashi forgot to speak about Odom. He just ois cheshbon. From keren v'bor, you could learn shen. From keren v'bor, you could learn regel. From keren v'bor, you could learn esh. I read again the first one. Look at Lashon Rashi inside. Ksiv bor v'chod mehanoch ase kulu. The iksiv bor v'keren ase shen minayu. Ochi. מה בור שנדאג לנו להזיק חי ואפשן בכל שכן? מה לבור שכנחי את אוזן נזק? תמה בשן קרן יחיה. וכן רגל. אסי מקרן ובור. לכן פחיל מה לבור שנדאג לנו אוזן נזק? רק קרן יחיה. וכן אש מקרן ובור. בכולו תחיל הסדין. מה הבור שנדאג לנו להזיק חי? כל אלה שנדאג לנו להזיק לא יקול שכן. So when Rashi learned קרן ובור, he said I could learn, he didn't mention Odom. The next Rashi, he starts to mention Odom. He calls them Rachmone Bor v'Shen Asikulu Minayu Lebar Mikeren Ba'edina Ma Bor Shadayu La'azik Chayev Regel v'esh Lekol Shekin V'chen Odom. So Rashi says, if I would have Bor v'Shen, I would learn everyone, even Odom. Then the next Rashi, V'chen Iksim Bor v'Regel Asikulu לבר מקרן, וכפחים למה לבור לנוז נזק, תוימה בשן ואש ואודם. וכן יקסי בור ואש, אבל אסר אנוך מנהיו. מה לבור של הנוז נזק, תוימה ברגל ושן ואודם. So it's interesting the order. Rashi is מעריך, and he says, from בור וקרן you could learn everything, from בור ושן you cannot learn קרן. From בור ורגל you cannot learn קרן. From בור ואש you cannot learn קרן. But interesting, when Rashi writes that from Vibor v'Keren you can learn everything, he doesn't mention that you can learn Odom from Bor v'Keren. Masha'inken, when Rashi explains that you can learn from Bor v'Shen everything chutz from Keren, he says even Odom. You can learn everything from Bor v'Regel chutz from Keren, also Odom. You can learn from Bor v'Esh everything, again he says chutz from Keren, but Odom you could learn. And the first time when Rashi cheshbens everything from Bor v'Keren, he says Shen Regel v'Esh, and he doesn't mention Adam. And here Rashi mentions Adam. Then Rashi is mamshich. Rashi says like this: V'chen iksiv Bor v'Esh, have ase inoch behay dina mibor. מה לבור שכן תחיל הססיוסו לנזק? תוימר ברגל ושן ואודו אש תרחיח. מה לאש שכן מועדס לאכול בין שרוי לו בין שאינו רוי לו? עצים, קלים ואבונים. תוימר בשן שאין מועדס אלא לדובר הרוי לו בור יחיח. שאינו מועד אלא לדובר הראוי לו. דובר שאינו ראוי לו מי נינו אדום. נכסי ונופל שום השור החמור. שור ולא אדום, חמור ולא כלים. Rashi says, Odom is not roi for a boy. Why it says, Shor v'lo Odom, Chamor v'lo Keilim? Why Odom is not roi for a boy? Person walks in as a boy. So, but the cow, Mamash roi to the boy, he likes to swallow the shor that walks in the street. Why is not roi for a Odom? A person walks, his tummy, he will fall inside. What? You're saying Zeres HaKosut, and you're saying he has Das. Rashi is a possum. Shor v'lo Odom, Chamor v'lo Keilim. But interesting is, Rashi says, Dovo shein roi lino mai ninu Odom. Dichsiv nova shom asher chamor shor v'lo Odom, Chamor v'lo Keilim. What? So you're saying that Darko shel Odom is Boim ben Rochim. So Rashi didn't have to bring a possum, really. But Rashi says only Odom, and he doesn't say Keilim. If you look good in Rashi, if you look good in Rashi, you saw the Rashi? Not sure. Rashi says, look in Rashi inside. Look in Rashi inside. I want to go to the end of the Dibur HaMasrim. Before the bigger lines, three lines. Aval dovo shein roi lo kigoin Keilim. In the end of the Rashi, three lines before the bigger lines, when Rashi repeats what is Eino Roilo, he speaks about Kelim, not about Adam. So he doesn't say because Adam and Dakel is Boim Bedroch. In the beginning, he says, claw like you. Eino Roilo Adam. Dichsiv Shov Ele Adam, Chamo Ele Kelim. And he only mentions the Adam. He doesn't mention the Kelim. In the end of the Rashi, he says, what is Eino Roilo Boim Kelim? What? No, I'm sorry before.
That's
Maybe I have a mistake. We'll stop here. I have to check.